The style of football?
Yeah. You know the Japanese have a good working ethic. They run for 90 minutes. You talk about the American style too. They are also aggressive and all that. Is that the mixture? Is that what you should be expecting?
I mean, as a coach, I learn different strengths and weaknesses in each country in general. But within that, each country, you know, each team is different. I think culture and society makes a big influence. But again, I have to assess, you know, what our players has and what they are capable of adapting. I think the best football right now is played in Europe because the best players are there. And the best teams in Europe, they are playing very similar style of football, no matter which team they play. You know, of course, there are differences, but it's becoming minimum that each team defines from others. You know, so my objective is how we can bring our team to the best football it's been playing now, and will be played tomorrow, because everybody is trying to improve. I don't think I would try to combine whatever I have been. It's about tomorrow and today and tomorrow. Yeah.
And coach, you've had a long time training with KSO in youth football. Mm-hmm. As the team itself, you have a lot of young players. How are they going to benefit with that experience that you've garnered along in youth football?
I'm not really sure, to be honest with you. I think at the end, it's the same football coaching, yeah. You know. In youth football or professional football, you assess the players you have, and you analyze what realistically we can improve for each day and each season. You know, of course, younger they are, improvement they can make is greater, and older it gets, you know, improvement we can make becomes smaller. And of course, personality of the players determine how much improvement adjustment they can make. People want to draw a line between the professional football and the youth football. I think only difference is in professional football, you have to win today. And in youth football, you have to win today and tomorrow. I think it is more difficult in youth football, in my opinion. Okay, but there are different demands of professional football because I think for the coaches and for the players, if you don't win today, then you'll be fired on the next day. Okay, that's the only difference. But I think youth football, in my opinion, in Ghana is underestimated. I say it's not well understood. I think if you look at the best clubs in Europe, it is a highly demanded position to become a youth coach. You can't just coach youth team just because you play football before. You have to go through the coaching education. You have to go through a lot of trainings. And they usually have a director of a youth academy, a highly qualified position. And you have to be mentored by that experienced youth director. And if you don't do well for the youth academy, you don't produce a player for becoming professional, then all the money it invested, which is a large amount of money in the European Academy, and of course, South American Academy too, will be wasted. So it is a very important position. So I think demands are equally high, just a little different because of you have to win today or you have to win today and tomorrow.
Coach, when you look at a player, what is your perfect player? What do you look out for in a player?
If I had a perfect player, then I think football become not so fun, not so interesting. I think it's interesting because each player surprised me every day.
Okay. But what sort of qualities do you look out for? The technical qualities, the tactical qualities, the demeanor or the personality of the player?
Well, the game is becoming faster and more complex, you know, each season, each game. You know, if you look at the, for example, Barcelona when they dominated with the passing game, now there are many top European clubs trying to counter that, you know, with the high pressing and the counter and the Gegen counter attack became very, very important. Now, countering Gegen counter is now it's a very, very common what I saw from the last year's World Cup. So game is progressing. If I have set you know, ideal way of play at this moment, that will become things in the past by tomorrow. So I don't have it, really.
Okay. What's of an ideal team?
Ideal team? The one that who keeps improving. game is improving, game is changing, so ideal team is the one that are continuously evolving. That's my ideal team.
Hearts fans are really happy to have you on board. What do you intend to do for them?
I'd like to make them happy by achieving their expectation. It is going to be difficult, but it's not impossible. I think all 16 teams had a chance to win the league title. Okay. Of course, some team has a better chance than the others. But you know, we have also a chance to win the league and the FA Cup. We will try our best. Again, future is unwritten. You know, I'm sure they will come to the game. Okay. And we hope we will do our best to win the game. Okay. But if we don't win one or two games, okay, I'm expecting them to criticize us. And that'll push us more, you know. And we will try to go through the season with the fans, and try to best achieve the best result.
If you are pushing to the corner, which one would you prefer, to win in style, to win playing bad football or ugly, or to win in style, to lose in style?
We need to go to Africa, either the Confederation Cup or the Champions League. Yeah. Okay, so we have to get the result first. But just playing for the result is not good enough for the Hearts of Oak. So we want to play well and win at the same time. To get to the point, it may take time. Okay, as we all know, you know, football is not going to be built in one day. We have to take smaller steps. So, of course, we try to get the result. And if we can, we'll try with a good style.
1 week in Ghana, how are you enjoying your stay?
Oh, I'm enjoying very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.